Penguin Random House Audio presents I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness. This is the author, Austin Channing Brown. Chapter 1. White people are exhausting. White people can be exhausting. Particularly exhausting are white people who don't know they are white, and those who need to be white. But of all the white people I've met, and I've met a lot of them in more than 3 decades of living, studying, and working in places where I'm often the only Black woman in sight, the first I found exhausting were those who expected me to be white. To be fair, my parents did set them up for failure. In this society, where we believe a name tells us everything we need to know about someone's race, gender, income, and personality, my parents decided to outwit everyone by giving their daughter a white man's name. When I was growing up, they explained that my grandmother's maiden name was Austin, and since her only brother didn't have children, they wanted to make me the last Austin of our family line. Sounds beautiful, right? Well, it is. It just happens to be half the story. How did I discover the other half? Through my exhaustion with a white person. We were in my favorite place, our local library, built in a square with an outdoor garden at the center. At 7 years old, with books piled high in my arms, I often had to be reminded how many I had already checked out when it came time for our next visit. I am certain my family single-handedly kept our library funded. We checked out so many books at a time, we would find them under the car seat, between the cushions of our couch, or hiding under the mail on the table.